Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1324 in the writing. It's shin number 476. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting question was asked in reference to when one sits down to eat food, which requires a mizonos. Do we say automatically all the mizonos is covered? So we are in the middle, I just want to make it clear, we are in the middle of the halachas of Negel Vasser, the ins and outs, and how those halachas work. But every so often an important question, either interesting or very important question comes up, whereby, you know, I feel that we have to discuss those halachas, even though it might be a little bit of a review, because of the fact is the things which come up all the time. So we've learned in the past, so that was a question. I made a mizonos. Does it automatically cover all the other mizonos in the house? How does that work? We've learned in the past that there are a few ways in which, for example, the bracha mizonos would cover, when one makes a mizonos on one item, it will cover all the other items of mizonos in the house. We have to know how that works. Okay, so Bezrus Hashem, I want to just go through the various different ways, and this year and the next probably couple of shiurim. So we have a hold on the subject. We have a better understanding of how that works exactly. So the first and foremost, we want to keep in mind that, of course, if you have in mind, if a person has in mind the other mizonos, right? In other words, I'm eating cookies and I have in mind the cake that I'm going to eat afterwards. So that would help. That's the most important. That's the best way of doing it, right? I make a mizonos on my cookies and I have in mind cake that I'll eat afterwards. I eat my cake. I have in mind my cookies afterwards. That's the best way to do it. But there is an interesting, way that's brought down the Piskei Tshuva, as we've spoken about in the past, something called an umbrella bracha, whereby and it doesn't only work for mizonos, it works for everything. Shahakol, it could be for her aids. In other words, if I'm going to be staying in one place for a extended period of time, possibly at home or in the office, but I'm going to be here, you know, whatever, and I'm not going to be leaving, I'm not going to be, sort of like, if you want to call it changing my mind where I'm going somewhere else, not so much the Shina and Makan part, but it's more about the Messiah Das part, in other words, that I decide to stop eating, but I'm going to be here and munching here, munching there, right, whether it's on Shahakol or whether I'll be drinking various different things, Shahakol, or eating different things, Mizonos or Ha'etz or so on. So I can make what's called a umbrella bracha, whereby I make a Mizonos and I just have in mind all the Mizonos in the house, whatever it is that I have to take that I would like to eat, whether I might take pretzels, I might take cookies, I might take cake. I make a Mizonos, let's say, on the cookies, and I have in mind all the Mizonos that's in the house now, you know, not that's going to be, might come, might not come. We're talking about whatever I have in the house right now. I have in mind all the mizonos. I could do the same thing by shahakol on this umbrella bracha, right? I make a shahakol on a, let's say, a piece of chocolate, and I have in mind all the shahakol, whether it's a drink, whether it's soda, whether it's water, any shahakol for this next extended period of time that I'll be, you know, drinking, in general, that I'm until basically a person changes their mind and says, well, I've had enough and I'm done. So that's what we call Masiach Das. So the person's finished, done. That cuts off. That's one of the ways you're cutting off the bracha. But that's as far as I'll be here in the next 2 hours in my office. Might take a coffee. I'll take a little orange juice, take a little soda. I make one shahakal on one of the items. Let's say I make a shahakal on the orange juice, and I have in mind all the shahakals that I'll be drinking for the next extended period of time till I decide to stop. That shahakal can continue on. The same thing with mizonos, same thing with eitz. I take apple. I'm at home. I take an apple, and I know I'll be eating, munching here, munching there for the next few hours. So I'll make a ha'etz on the apple, let's say, right? I eat an apple. And I have in mind all the ha'etz in the house, which might be a cashew, might be an almond, might be, whatever the case, might be an orange, right? So I have in mind, it doesn't have to be specifically, but I have a general ha'etz on the apple, which I'm making, and I have in mind all the general, anything else that's ha'etz, I want to have in mind with the same bracha, because I might take this, I might take that. And the bottom line is that the bracha would be able to stay in effect until one decides that they're finished eating or drinking for that period of time. In other words, when I'm done, I had enough, I'm finished eating, that's it. For now, I'm done, I'm finished eating. So that would cut off the bracha. That's what we call being Mesiach Das, or finished drinking, or whatever the case might be. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. That's one of the ways where one could cover all the items in the house and continue on for the period of time until a person decides to stop. Thank you for listening. And Bezrus Hashem, the upcoming shiurim, we'll go through some of the other ways which one could automatically have in mind, or does it automatically cover the other foods? Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tov.